Okay, let's see. What's the support call that a carpenter might use when he saws a board? He'll lay the board across something and then saw it.
Maybe it's got a, it has a colloquial name. I can't think of it, I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of maybe a horse or a jack or a rack or sawhorse or
Yes, horse.
Okay.
I've heard that.
What do you call the thing that a baby lies in and can be pushed?
Crib? No. That would be,
when you take the baby out for a walk and you have something that you can push it in.
Perambulator. But I don't believe that's an easier word. But that is one.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd say perambulator.
All right.
That's not wrong.
No, that's right. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it? You might say he went what across the field? Have you ever heard of anti-goblin, catty corner, kitty corner, crossways, or any of those words? You know, when instead of going around something.
I just say he went diagonally, that's what
okay.
I say. Of course, those are colloquialisms.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's all.
For goodness sake. How do you think I did?
Oh, fine. I sure do appreciate you doing.
Well, it was really a pleasure
You said that you'd been in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Did you teach over there or just
No,
travel?
I visited my daughter's husband, who was in the Air Force.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were stationed at Wiesbaden.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1956, I was in Germany. I mean, I was in Europe.
Yes, ma'am.
With headquarters, of course, in Wiesbaden, but we traveled. My daughter, we just took her car and we went all over Italy, the northern and the middle part of Italy.
Ma'am.
And then we were in, we went a little of Austria, not very much. And we went to Holland, and I was in France, but not at Paris. I didn't get that
yes,
far.
Ma'am. I was asking because I went to Europe this past summer.
Oh, did you really?
And I was really interested when I saw all your blue dishes.
Yes.
Is it Dale?
Now those are kind of square-looking ones
uh-huh.
are Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Then I have several that are from Holland.
Yes, ma'am. When I was there, I got some of the Delft china. It
yes,
like
I was in the city
Holland.
Of Delft.
Yes, I was too.
I was going to show you. Now this came, I was in the factory in Germany where this was made.
Uh-huh.
That's real crystal.
That's
so
pretty.
It's very, I think it's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
piece. Now, this piece here is Venetian glass.
Yes, ma'am.
You know
we
what
went,
that is.
Uh-huh.
Very heavy.
Uh-huh. We went to a place and saw them doing this
mm-hmm.
stuff.
I think this is such a beautiful piece. I just don't put anything in it because
yeah,
I think it's pretty enough for
yes,
that. It's just a need
so
to have anything in it.
I was just really interested, you know, when you said you'd been to Europe, and
mm-hmm.
particularly with all the blue dishes.
Yeah, all those things that came,
mm-hmm.
all those plates.
Okay.
And my daughter gave me this one, a new one, for Christmas. This is from Rottenberg.
Did you go to Rottenberg?
Yes. Did
oh,
you go
yes,
there?
Ma'am. I really
And we were there for the weekend, and they did the Shepherd's Dance.
Oh, really?
While we were there. You know, they do so many festivals
mm-hmm.
in Germany. And the girls that danced all had a bouquet of carnations.
Yes, ma'am.
And while they were going through all these intricate steps, they would present their carnations to some of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the girls gave me her carnation
oh.
to hold. I felt like I was greatly honored.
We stayed there one night, and I was on a tour, but I felt like that was a very important part of the trip because it was out of the commercial area.
Yes.
You know, it was more like what life Rosenberg was really like.
It dates from 600,
mm-hmm.
I think, 600 A.D.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a very old, it was a walled city, too,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, it's gone way beyond the walls now. All of this is American, this stuff. Let me show you this piece right here. That's a piece of, we get the light on, it's very beautiful.
Oh, it is.